radio.dominican.edu. Another day of Penguin basketball inside the Conlin Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Stuart Horn, your DU broadcasters here today. Game one of this PacWest doubleheader is the women take on Academy of Art, the Urban Knights visiting the Conlin Center. The Penguins coming in at 14-5 overall, 8-3 in the PacWest Conference at third place. Academy of Art 5-15, 4-8 overall in the PacWest Conference at 12th place. And for today's action, Alexis Price will be one of the inactives for the Penguins today. Brandon, you were at that game over in Belmont when they were playing Notre Dame, and you saw that injury.
Yeah, it was to close out the first half. She was going coast to coast and went in for the left-handed layup, landed awkwardly, and she was in crutches coming out of halftime, and it was her left knee.
Yeah, and it looks like she was on crutches here earlier today. She has a brace on her leg. I can't tell if it's her right or left leg, Brandon. It might just be the design on her pants, but it looks like she's wearing some sort of brace. Looks like on that right leg. Mm-hmm. And good news for Penguin fans. Sandra Ihiora is dressed today. Will she play? We don't know. We know how badly she wants to play, but we've also talked about how smart it would be to hold her out until maybe the last couple of games of the season before they head into that PacWest tournament. And the Penguins here today are looking for their 8th win in a row here this season, 11th win at home in a row, dating back to last year's 2016-2017 season. And the DUs come into this game with a 4-game win streak as Academy of Art dropped their last game heading into today. Now, dating back to last year's season, the Penguins swept the series, winning 96-82 at home, and won the second matchup on the road at Academy of Art 79-69. Now this year, though, one of the 5 Penguin losses and one of the 3 in conference have come to the Urban Knights, and that one was on the road in early January by a score of 83-78. The Penguins had a 16-point lead in that game, and Brandon, that's after that long road trip when we talked about the Penguins not getting comfortable with big leads and really just keep playing when you get those double-digit leads and not squandering them like they did last time against Academy of Art.
Yeah, and then during that entire road trip, they had the lead in all of those games, and they lost 3 straight. That was without Sandra Ihiora. And as we talk about the game there at Notre Dame, I was able to go out and travel and see that Dominican was able to beat the Argonauts in Belmont on Wednesday in a thriller 68-66. Natalie Diaz led the Penguins with 16 points before fouling out in 26 minutes of action. She had 4 fouls at the end of the first half. Julia Razzo added 14 points, and Angelica Collins finished with 9 points and 7 rebounds. Diaz stretched the Dominicans' lead out to 7 early in the second quarter, and Razzo hit a 3-pointer to take the lead into the half, 36-29. After Marissa Mondave, 2 free throws, 39-31, heading into halftime. Diaz had 4 fouls, to end the first half. But as they started the third quarter, Scott hit a layup in the Penguins' first possession out of the break, and that extended the lead to double digits. But then the Argonauts had a 10-0 run, and that put the deficit up for NDNU 44-43. The game was knotted at 54 apiece heading into the fourth and final quarter, and that's when Dominican took an early 4-point lead thanks to layup from Natalie Diaz, followed by an 8-0 run to regain the lead, 62-58. They were tied up again at 66-66 with 33 seconds after the Penguins attempted a 3-point attempt. The Argonauts grabbed the rebound and called timeout. Coming out of that timeout, NDNU looked to take the last shot, but disrupted by her defense, Sydney LaRocque was able to poke it out of bounds off an NDNU defender. She took it to the other end and drew the foul on the layup, and she nailed the 2 free throws to sink the lead 68-66.
And that was a good game. I know you were there witnessing that. But the thing that stuck out to me, Brandon, when I was actually watching in my dorm room on the StatCast that they have, the Stretch Network statistics, and the thing that jumped out at me were the turnovers. 21 turnovers for the Penguins in that game, and you have to know that Coach Lacoste wasn't happy. I mean, the Penguins did shoot 42%. Their big shooter, Alana Scott, was really held in check from three-point range that game. I expect her to have a good game here tonight at home, as it seems most of the games here at home, Scott usually goes off from beyond the three-point line. But that's going to be my keys to that. In this afternoon's game, Brandon, is going to be limiting the turnovers. We see the Penguins usually in single-digit turnovers here at home, and 21 on the road, really uncharacteristic. And the last thing is going to be foul trouble. As you mentioned, Natalie Diaz going into the locker room at half with four fouls. That can't happen with the absence of Sandra Ikior, who's dressed, and you and I are sure she's not going to play tonight. It might just be an intimidation thing. But we're sure that Natalie Diaz is going to have to go into the locker room at halftime with three fouls or less, not four, because that puts her in jeopardy in the whole second half, and she really can't play as aggressive.
Most definitely. And Coach Lacoste had to tinker with the lineup. They put in Natalie Diaz halfway through that fourth and final period, a little more than 6 minutes left into that ball game. On the side of Academy of Art, though, they lost last Saturday at home to Dixie State 75-65, and Art U's three-game winning streak came to an end. The team's leading scorer was PacWest Defender of the Week, Pri Franz Dominic, had her 11th double-double of the season, and her fifth straight took the form of 18 points and 18 rebounds. And during that week, Forrest, we talked about it earlier, crazy numbers. She averaged 20 rebounds and two blocks in that span of 1 week. And her teammate, Jaslyn Brewster, had 18 points with four assists and three steals. Ines Medina finished with 17 points, and Helena Ortz grabbed 13 rebounds, giving her her fourth consecutive double-digit rebounding effort. She also had five assists. And in terms of the active Academy of Art players, they only had six active players in that game.
It looks like they only have eight here this afternoon as well. So you mentioned the PacWest Defender of the Week in Pri Franz Dominic, a 5'11 senior. That's going to be the matchup, I think, to watch today is going to be Diaz and Dominic. 20 rebounds and two blocks a game as a PacWest Defensive Player of the Week. That's not shabby at all. Natalie Diaz is going to have her hands full tonight and really trying to stay out of that foul trouble, Brandon. But I think tonight the Penguins are going to do what we see them do here a lot at home, and that's move the ball around. They're going to have a lot of different scores tonight, and everybody is going to contribute. I think you're going to see a lot of facilitating from Angelica Collins, Sydney LaRocca, the guards, Vanessa Cruz. I mean, Alexis Price is out tonight. We know how good she is on defense, and the Penguins are going to have to really find an answer for the aggressiveness that Price brings on defense. Is it going to be LaRocca? It could be Del Rosario. We don't know who it's going to be, and I think that's going to come out here tonight is who's going to be more aggressive on the defensive side for the Penguins. I mean, this looks to be a good matchup, really. I mean, this should be a good game. I mean, I'm going to take the Penguins. I'm going to go with 15 is my number here this afternoon. I'm not going to give a score because some days they put up 83, some days they put up 100. But I'm going to give my margin of victory a good 15 for the Penguins here this afternoon.
Yeah, my keys here, their previous matchup, the Penguins allowed 62 points in the paint against Academy of Art, and Ortz and Dominic both had a double-double. The Penguins had trouble defending inside the paint, and a lot of teams now are attacking Natalie Diaz, and Diaz isn't backing away from it, which is causing her to, you know, put in that elbow on the shoulder and the other team drawing those offensive fouls. I like how she's playing aggressive on both ends, but you got to be smart. You can only do so much before fouling out. And she's the leader of this team, as we know, with Ikiora out. The offense starts with her. I expect the Penguins to stay close in the rebounding game against RU, as you said, Forrest. I think the key is five, the number five, because if they stay within five rebounds, they'll have a chance. They've been out-rebounded over 10, the margin of 10 several times this season, and they've relied to their shooting. It's always good to rely on the shooting that you have, but I'd like for them to clean that up a little bit. And you mentioned who's going to step up in that place of Alexis Price. We know that Coach Lacoste has gone with a rotation as the 6th and 7th women coming off the bench was Price or Mondave. Now he has to insert either LaRocca or Del Rosario for that spot, and so far this season it seems like he's favored Sydney LaRocca, but we'll see what Del Rosario can do as she gets bumped up in that rotation. I think also that Coach Lacoste has to call timeouts more earlier before those runs. We've seen several runs in the past couple games against NDNU. NDNU had that 8-0 run, that 10-0 run to start that that third period in the game there. Other than that, the Penguins need to stop rushing it in as they cross past the half court line. You mentioned, Forrest, limiting those turnovers, and I think this team relies heavily on the starters. That's Academy of Art, and with only 8 active players, the Penguins still have this really, really deep bench lineup, and I expect them to take advantage of that. I'm going to give a score, and I think the Penguins are going to take this one 82-74. Lots of steals for Cruz and Collins.
You know, the one thing I want to touch on, Brandon, before we bring Stuart Horn in, is at the very top of your analysis, there's 62 points in the paint. In that game, Academy of Art only scored 83, I say only, but 62 of their 83 points came in the paint. And that was the first game, or the last game on that road trip when they didn't have Sandra Kior, where they blew big leads and were really trying to still figure out what kind of team they were in the absence of Sandra Ikiora. And I think they've really figured that out since then, what kind of team they are in the paint. I think we're going to see a bigger lineup here tonight with Razo and maybe Mondave and Diaz down there. What do you think, Stu?
Wait a minute. You didn't give a number.
No, I said 15. I'm not going to give a score. Because, you know, some nights the Penguins win by 20 and they put up 80 points, and some nights they win by 20 and they put up 100. So Brandon's number was,
I know, Brandon's 82-74.
Okay, yeah, let me see.
Before Stu goes on and gives his opinion, I'm going to – during that game, Angelica Collins, Ikiura were out, and Coach LeCo started LaRocca and Del Rosario.
Okay, I'll give a number. How about 92-70? I'm going to give 92-70.
Okay, yeah. So everybody's saying the Penguins are going to win.
Well, not everybody. You haven't given us your number yet.
Well, I mean, everybody. You guys are the only guys that really matter here, but – okay, don't forget, everybody, super excited, if the Penguins win tonight, it is the second version of
Coast to Coast with Coach LaCoste.
Man, this is going to be great. So many people were talking about the last one.
I'm glad you can say it.
He's got that down. So the Penguin women are lined up along with the Urban Knights from Art U. And I got to tell you guys, 55 days ago, that's the last time I was this excited. And that was the night that the Penguins took on Notre Dame Dana Moore for that opening night home game. Super excited. We were all pumped that night. I've been excited every game, but this one, this is payback time. Because this is a statement game for Art U coming in. They're 4-8. Penguins are way up in the roster at number 3, and Art is in the cellar, 4-8. Penguins, of course, at 8-3. And somehow, Art U got him last time at Kezar. And this is a statement game for either team. If Art U, this could salvage their season to sweep the Penguins, who are having the best season ever. It would mean the first loss for the Penguin women at home all season. And for the Penguins, it's a huge game. It's payback time. And a little bit of a revenge game, a little bit of a statement game, and also to keep the streak alive. I'm going 68-58. I'm going to say it's a lower scoring game. Well, Art U played them tough last time and beat them. You know, if the Penguins get hot, yeah, they could score 90. Clearly, they can do it. They've done it. Heck, they went 98 against Dixie 2 weeks ago. We're ready for the national anthem, everybody. Oh, man, this is going to be a great one. We'll have the starting lineups and the women's game in its entirety. Of course, the guys are scheduled to go at 4 o'clock as soon as the national anthem concludes. For those of you at home, please rise. Penguin women 8-3 in conference play against Academy of Art from the Conlin Center. The Urban Knights in the house, they at 4-8. Penguins' best home start, best start in the NC2A era here at Dominican. Undefeated at home, playing against the Urban Knights tonight, who beat the Penguins away just about 10 days ago. And the overhead announcer is Mark Carlson, who just brought up Jaslyn Brewster, the senior, the 5'7 Jaslyn Brewster, who really runs the RU team and is the dominant player. And you're going to hear a lot from Brewster tonight. For Academy, Brewster gets the start along with Haley Pryor, a 5'11 senior out of Chandler, Arizona. Ines Medina, a 5'11 sophomore out of Madrid, Spain, with Helena Ortz, a 6'2 senior out of Barcelona. Pre-Franz Dominic, a 5'11 senior out of Louisiana, and I think it's Derrida, Louisiana, in fact. And there's your starters for Academy under Jasmine Gwynn and Brenna Workman. 5'15 overall and 4-8 in conference play. Well. Not only is Coach LaCoste here, But I see Chili the Penguin's in the house, too, and that's always a good sign. You know, when it's a big game, you want Chili here. And Chili the Penguin is here for Coach Lacoste. 14-5 overall and 8-3 in conference, the best start in Penguin NC2A history. Coach Lacoste in his fourth season. Of course, he's assisted by Fanique Allen. Alana Scott, the 5'9 junior out of Rockland. She went to Whitney High School, as Forrest likes to mention, as one of the greatest three-point shooters in Dominican history. She's here tonight and getting the start along with Vanessa Cruz, a 5'5 junior out of Hercules. Angelica Collins, a 5'5 junior out of Hollister. Natalie Diaz, the 5'11 junior sensation out of Soquel. And Julia Razo, the 6-foot freshman out of Woodland, the freshman of the week in the PacWest Conference last week. She's on the floor. Diaz in the middle for the good old Penguins. And she's going up against Helena Ortz, the 6'2 seniors. Tipped out, Ortz comes up with it. And moving from our left to right, the Urban Knights. No score, we're 8 seconds in. First shot on goal from the right corner is a 3-ball. Haley Pryor launches one and whistles. It was just a long 2. I guess her foot was on the line. Man, that looked good. The indication initially was 3, but it's just a long 2. 9:45 to go. Penguins first possession of the night. Cruz, top of the key. Left side, Julia. Now Diaz. Now Angelica. Good distribution. 15 on the shot clock. Work it into the right post. Back outside. 3-ball. Cruz, top of the key between the circles. She's got 7. Low bounce pass. Scott drives in. Left elbow down low. Julia can't get the shot off. She can't get it to land. And the first dual possession of the night has pre-Franz Dominic, the 5'11 senior, in a jump ball with Julia. And the Penguins retain possession. Diaz drives in, kick out right side, back down low off the window. Diaz, there it is, 2-2.
You know, the first thing, Stu, in this first minute that I've noticed is this is one of the few teams that the Penguins have faced this year that run that 2-3 zone defense.
The Penguins have 4 across with 1 up top right now. And we're inside at 9 minutes in the first quarter. A tie ball game, 2-2. Pull-up jumper by pre-Franz Dominic from the top of the key is good. Preference is the proper pronunciation. Even on the pronunciation guide I was looking, and it does say preference. All right. 4-2, Penguins trail. And the steal at the hands of Jaslyn Brewster, and I have a feeling we're going to see a lot of that out of Brewster tonight. The Penguins are back on offense, trailing by 4-6-2. Julia drives in. Brewster pushed her out of bounds, and that's the first of the night, and it comes against Brewster. I heard in the pregame you guys talking about the 4 that Natalie Diaz racked up in the first half in the Penguins' last game away at Notre Dame. And Diaz is just going to have to watch that. Although I always like the hard play, the Penguins are really going to need Diaz as she throws it, and it bounces off the shoulders of Brewster and back into the hands of the DUs, and then somebody walk with it. And it goes back to preference Dominic. Penguins on D. Brewster brings it up, moving from our left to right, attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlin Center. 6-2, Penguins trail early. We're 2 minutes into it. Brewster, right side, had an opportunity for a screen, but throws it away into the hands of Cruz. The steal. Taken up to Angelica Collins. Corner 3, right side. Scott 3! 6-5, 1-for-1 outside.
That's what you need, as Forrest mentioned. She was pretty cold against NDNU. Did a great job of not allowing her to take a 3-point shot until the second.
Holds the school record with 8. She's 1-for-1 tonight. Scott gets the rebound after the missed shot by Brewster. The runner, the Penguins trail by 1. Down low, Diaz has got it. Cruz top of the key. Back to Nat, right side, Scott again, 3-ball. Oh, brother, missed it a little bit right. Preference, Dominic hauls it in. Boy, that looked good, yeah, too. Surprised that one didn't fall. Right wing, 3-ball on the way for Academy's Pryor. Missed it very short. Penguins are the rebound.
Yeah, you want her to take that shot. She's only a 25% 3-point shooter.
Natalie's got it, top of the key. She drives in, left side. She goes, oh, brother, up against preference Dominic. Dominic's got that a great stretch. And Nat just couldn't work it up underneath her. The Penguins trail by one. We're inside of 7 minutes. And Brewster goes up and is fouled by Angelica Collins. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think on that attempt by Nat on the other side, she was expecting contact, took the body bump, tried to initiate it first, and it just disrupted her shot.
You might be right, because Coach Lacoste here has now corralled one of the referees and is talking to him, and he might be about that very point. First free throw by Brewster's no good. The Penguins trail by only one after the big three ball from the right wing by Scott. She's 1 for 2 outside. And the second one's good. It's a two-point ball game. 6:49 to go. The clock rolls. Cruz brings it up across the insignia. Softly to Nat on the right elbow. Kick out. Collins doesn't want to do it. Back down low. Right post. Preference against Natalie. And a foul. Dominic fouled her on the way up. And there it is. Brandon, that's exactly what you're talking about. She got the bump and anticipated the push. And that's exactly what she got. And Natalie will have a chance to tie the ball game with two. 6:37 to go. Off to our left. First one is El Perfecto. For those of you who speak Spanish, that means very good. Second one is in. That one is also El Perfecto. So now it's 7-up. Brandon's drinking one right now, in fact. 6:34 to go. Brewster brings it up right across the middle of the house. To Dominic, sets the screen, Brewster right wing. Collins didn't bite on it. Rooster goes long, too, from the top of the key, not close, tipped out of bounds, and Academy gets the ball back.
Well, that last game against Art U, Diaz fouled out with 5 in that game as well, and Dominic had 4 fouls.
Oftentimes, that's the difference. Nat plays very hard, stolen by Collins on the intended pass to Brewster. Collins brings it up, and Cruz will slow things down. Nat's got it. Right elbow, drives in very hard, heavy traffic, whistles everywhere. Penguin ball.
You know, Brandon, back to your point about the matchup between Dominic and Diaz, they're both listed at 5'11 on our roster sheet, and I would say that Dominic has at least an inch or two on Diaz, just from our viewpoint.
Totally agree. And it's funny how the rosters work that way.
Yeah.
Cruz has it right wing after the foul was against Elena Ortz. In the corner, Scott, no. Good pass from Collins. Down low to Nat. Missed the layup. Rebound, Ortz. Oh, and the Penguins get it back. Cruz with a steal. She snuck in right under the hip of Elena Ortz and knocked it down. And for the first time tonight, the Penguins lead. It's 9-7.
You know, the guards for this RU team, Sue, are a little bigger than the Penguins. That means they're not as quick, and the Penguins are going to capitalize on that just like they did on that possession in the backcourt.
Watching the shoot-around, the first thing you notice as Ortz goes in left side and knocks down an easy bucket from close range. Just a nice, smooth layup. It's a tie game, 9-up. Cruz brings it up. But during the shoot-around, the first thing you notice is the size differential.
Yeah, I'd like to see Cruz implement that head fake that we see so often. She goes right or left, head fake, and then just goes straight to the bucket. I think it might work well here this afternoon.
Collins, ball gets away. She gets it back, stolen now by preference. Oh, and Diaz comes up with it after Dominic kicked it, and it's going to be – oh, and they said that Natalie kicked it. I think
preference, all 3 of them kicked it.
Yeah, everybody was kicking it. You're right. It looked like a soccer match for a moment. It's 9-up, and Art U's going to get it back right in front of their bench. Megan Jefferson, a 5'10 freshman out of Las Vegas, is coming in, and she's taking the place of Elena Ortz.
And speaking of soccer, the women's soccer team here in the house for Maria Meza is getting honored at halftime today.
Nice. How about that? Mariah Meza, one of the great Penguins in history, that's for sure, graduating in May. Down low. Preference Dominic. That was preference dominate. And she was just able to get around Natalie Diaz, and that's not easy to do. 11-9, the Penguins trail. 4:38 to go in the first quarter. Horn, Hunt, and Cadiz, as usual. Scott's got it out on the right wing with 10 on the shot clock. Julia, left side. Haven't heard much out of Raza yet. Now between the circles. Now to Natalie. Down low, 5 on the shot clock. Up and glass and good. Right side, Diaz knocks down the dunk. 11 up. Aces everywhere, coming up on 4 minutes. Penguins on D. Pryor now. Back to Ortz, the 6'2" senior. who just looks and plays so much taller. And there's a perfect example as she goes in left-handed. And Orts again with the left-handed layup. 13-11, the Penguins trail again. See some of the Dominican fans actually wearing Dominican uniforms.
Yeah, it looks like they're selling them over there. Stu, you going to get one? I think you should have
that. Oh, there you're right.
Yeah,
there they are.
Them. You should have the whole team, men's and women's, sign it and hang it in your house. Isn't that a great
Forrest
idea?
Hunt, I might put Hunt on the back.
No.
That would
no,
be cool. 13-11, we've reached our first media timeout as the Penguins trail by a pair. So far, pretty good, you guys.
You know, it's tight, and that's what we thought. You know, this is exactly what we saw last time out against Hilo, too. It was a tight game in the first half. And then in the second half, that's really where we saw the Penguins open up everything, open up their playbook, and really ran away with it.
You mentioned that Academy of Art is going with that 2-3 zone against the Penguins. Usually you don't want to do that against a good shooting team. It opens those corners and drives in the inside the middle jumper from 15 feet away. But so far it's working for Academy of Art, keeping it within two only.
Well, to your point about that, Brandon, I think that has to do with the lack of production in the paint so far by the Penguins. I mean, that necessarily, as you said, opens up the shooting. And I think once Natalie Diaz finds her way in the paint, and maybe Julia Razo, who doesn't typically play in the paint, she plays outside the arc. Once she gets going in the paint, like you said, it seems like this Academy of Art team is significantly slower than this Penguins team, and that's going to even help the Penguins even more if they get out and are shooting beyond the arc.
Yeah, with a 2-3, if Razo and Scott pick up any kind of momentum outside the arc, they're going to have to change it. The Penguins trail by two. You're listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide. Radio.dominican.edu from Dominican University of California. 3:47 to go. The Penguins trail by two. The way I figure it, Art, at this point in the game, is on pace for 90. Outside Brewster, left wing, three ball. Now they're on pace for 93.
Are you a math professor or a...
As it was perfect. 16-11.
That's good quick math right there.
Well, no, I was doing it during the break while you guys were talking. I was doing the math.
Okay.
Brewster knocks down her first long one of the night, and the Penguins trail by five now. So Nat's going to have to get it together. And she does so from the right side, but can't get it to fall. Preference, Dominic.
Penguin fouls on 12 on Helicker Collins.
Tries to go in for the rebound, and Collins just picked up her second. So it's going to be Art U ball, and the Penguins trail by five. 16-11, 3:18 to go in the first quarter. Brewster. And I talked to both coaches for the Penguins independently of one another. And I said, if you had to name one player, and both of them said Brewster's the one you have to keep an eye on. She goes the distance and softs one in from the left side about 6 feet. So the Penguins trail now 18-11. Scott all the way over to Cruz, just heaves it across the court and drifts back toward the middle. Julia goes in heavy traffic softly. Good! Left-handed from straight away. We talked about it. She just prefers that left-handed move, like most good shooters do, because as Brandon explained last time, she's able to square up her shoulders. Preference Dominic from close range. Check it. That was not. Yes, it was. Preference Dominic knocks down another one to answer the Penguins' deuce with 2.5 to go. The Penguins trail by seven. Penguins have not lost at home yet this year. Three ball. Julia. Bingo! Corner three. Razo.
That's where that 2-3 zone lacks, Brandon, as you mentioned, once you start shooting from the outside. And, you know, they might be in that 2-3 zone because they can't keep up with the Penguins in a man-to-man defense.
Yeah, the Penguins speed. Oh, how was that? Not a walk on Brewster. She's able to work it down low, and Dominic softs in another one. Well, I got to give it to the referees. They're not too sensitive so far. Scott in the corner, where she's always deadly, and she's outside, and here she goes, three ball. Alana Scott! 22-19, 2 threes in a row for the DUs. Brewster gets all balled. Completely stuffed to death under the bucket by Diaz. Scott out on the wing. Razo wants to drive in. Baseline softly pull up. Deuce! 22-21. Penguins just crawled right back into it. Wow. Penguins, six unanswered quickly. There's a scrunchie on the floor. I notice a scrunchie is falling. Uh-oh, three ball as Elena Orts knocks down from the right wing. We'll keep an eye on that scrunchie. Cruz brings it up. Oh, one of the referees just grabbed the scrunchie and pitched it over to Mark Carlson, who whiffed it.
Yeah, my mile, too.
25-21. Now, he used to be a player. Inside of a minute, everybody. The Penguins trail by four. Bullet pass through the fingertips of Dominic. I'm happy to report, though, that nobody tripped on the scrunchie, and it's now off of the area of play. Penguins trail by four with 48.2 seconds to go, and LaRocque has come into the game with Mondave, with Scott, with Cruz, and Diaz. Those are your five for Tim Lacoste. Clock rolls. Penguins trail by four. Mondave down low. Works it to LaRocque. Back into the corner, Mondave. Diaz softly. Close range. Eight-footer. Good. Penguins trail by two. We're inside of 30 seconds of the first quarter. Penguin Radio. Penguins haven't lost yet this season at home. Brewster's going to hold on to it with 15 on the shot clock. Three ball, long range, straight away, no. Oh, no, tipped out, and somehow the Penguins come down with it. Scott with a rebound. Cruz brings it up, seven across the middle, six. Now she's got five. Now she's over to the left side, three, two. She's at the baseline, one on the way, hits the bottom of the backboard in preference. Dominic comes down with it. 25-23 after one quarter. Holy cow, both teams playing very well. Penguins exceptionally exciting. Threes out of Razo, a couple out of Scott. And now they just brought in Mondave and LaRocque for the last minute of the first quarter. Why in the world would Lacoste bring those two in now? Why wouldn't he hold on to them?
Well, I mean, foul trouble with Angelica Collins. Angelica Collins with, correct, yeah, two personal fouls. And Sidney LaRocque has been great defensively this entire season.
You're right.
I heard that Coach Lacoste mentioned the play that she has. She's able to take those charges we've seen numerous times this season. And Marissa Mondave, she's a shooter as well, and she can play big inside the paint. She's like another one of Natalie Diaz or Sandra Ikeura, fits perfectly into the Penguins lineup. And I guess they were trying to get momentum there on the last play, try to get something going on. But a great defense by Dominic to just stay on Vanessa Cruz and reject that. But I think that's the thought process that Coach Lacoste had in that last minute.
That's probably right. You got to keep Collins fresh. You got to keep her out of foul trouble. Penguins shooting 60% so far, 73% for the Urban Knights. However, the Penguins outside the arc are 75% against 50%.
I think that's the story that first quarter, too. 25-23 has been the shooting, 60 and 73%. These are both good shooting teams, and it's going to be who's going to come up big on defense first tonight.
Urban Knights scored 12 points in the final 3 minutes of that quarter, 3 minutes and 15 seconds. And now with the play-by-play, here is Brandon Cadiz.
Down inside low, Dominic on Diaz, spin move, gets it up and over. Ball is corralled around, retained by the Urban Knights. Left corner, that's Medina. Dump pass inside, down low, a collision, and LaRocque set her feet.
Ooh.
What's the call here?
I thought she hit her head on the ground.
It's going to be a foul on Sidney LaRocque. Maybe she, it looks like her feet were set in time, but she was in the restricted area.
You know, it also looked like nobody looked in LaRocque's direction until she hit the floor. So at that point, I think they just assumed that it was a blocking foul on LaRocque. But as you said at the break, Brandon, she's good defensively in taking those charges.
Short corner, far left side, no good by Medina. Penguins pushing on the other end. Scott has it. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Nally Diaz from 15. Razo up top, three ball. Yes! Julio Razo with another three-pointer. 26-25, Penguins with a one-point advantage over Art U.
And Art U's going to have to be careful if both Scott and Razo are going to be on today. Usually it's one or the other, but when they're both on, the Penguins are hard to beat.
LaRocque plastered on Brewster, but able to get it on in over is Brewster, 27-26, other end for the Penguins. Diaz able to handle the pass by LaRocque. Mondave cuts to the baseline inside. LaRocque has it. Razo, right wing, three ball, good! Julio Razo, another three-pointer. She's 3-for-3 with 13 points.
My
wow.
Goodness.
Well, we saw Razo go nuts outside the arc a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, when she had her career high, 29.
29 points that night. And what'd she have?
She six
threes six
from
that
beyond
night.
The arc.
And
yeah.
Now she's 3-for-3, and we're 26% of the way through the game.
Yeah, that's quick math right there.
And both
he didn't have time to
no,
do
I didn't.
Math.
And both of the teams are right now on pace to break the century mark.
And right now, Razo's on pace to break the record
everything.
That's set by her teammate, she's Alana Scott, 8 3-pointers in a single game. Now, she's 3 for 3 and only 3 for 3, but so
I have to
far.
Go back. You know, and I always like to do this, but I have to go back to the 2003 season when at Holy Names, and we did that game on the air that night. Well, I did that game. I was the only one there.
The only
at Holy Names, a sold-out Tobin Gym, and Katie Christensen, one of the great forwards in DU history, hit 5 in a row. And as far as I know, that still holds. So the question is, let's see. Scott's 2 for 3, and Julia is 3 for 3. Can she get to 5?
We'll
She's more than
see.
Halfway there.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
which
here
odds would be here in her favor at that point.
Don't forget, if the Penguins win tonight, what happens?
So the segment with the head coach, Coast to Coast with Coach LaCoste.
I can't wait. My favorite part of the night. One of them.
Returning for your Penguins, number 10, Vanessa Cruz.
We are back in action here as Haley Pryor will inbound it. Brewster setting the offense for the Urban Knights. Inez Medina back in the ball game for the Urban Knights. As Orts has it up top on Razo. Medina jumper off mark, corralled by Orts. And it's going to be a foul down low on Julia Razo.
We saw her get in foul trouble last game out against Notre Dame. Brandon, you were there for that one. Uncharacteristic for Razo to really be in foul trouble.
Up over Razo again. That is Orts. But this time they're going to call it on Vanessa Cruz on the hack, but not until Orts will get 2 shots at the free throw line.
Forrest, I like that foul.
I do too.
I say pull that foul every day, all day.
You
know,
you
Cruz.
Have to make her earn it. Orts is
right.
6'2". And at
there's
that
no
height,
way she's going to miss that
right.
otherwise.
And you have to send him to the line and make him earn it. We talked about it. The bigs that play down low, typically not the best free throw shooters.
Yeah, she shoots at 76% overall, and this entire Academy of Art team pretty good at 74% from the free throw line as Vanessa Cruz goes behind her back, crossing the timeline. Up top, Vanessa Cruz, Natalie Diaz swing to Julio Razo. Left wing, Mondave head fake, drives inside, and she is pushed on the back. A foul on Academy of Art. That is Inez Medina. Medina's first personal foul.
First team foul in this period.
29-all, 8:08 left in the first half. Vanessa Cruz gets it in. Mondave goes up, and she's stuffed. She has an open Scott left wing. She goes with a head fake, but she traveled. A turnover for the Penguins. Back to Art U.
Brandon, there's a foot fake, and then there's not, and then being indecisive. And that's exactly what it was. She wanted to go right, and at the last instant decided to go left, and that's where the walk happened.
And Collins is back in for Marissa Mondave. Brewster now for Art U. Goes left short corner. Left corner, 3-ball, no good. Rebounded by Collins. That was Inez Medina. Vanessa Cruz, other end for the Penguins. Swings across the court.
Oh.
That is Scott. Swinging around the horn up top. Diaz wants it. 17 on the shot clock. Right corner. Out top, Diaz. Diaz back to Collins. 10 seconds. Razo drives. Left side. Layup. Scoops up and under. A little bit too much off glass. Aren't you pushing on the other end? Picks up her dribble. That's Pryor. Dominic jumper from 15. Count it. Preference. Dominic with 10 points. A perfect 5 for 5. Julia Razo on the other end for the Penguins. Cruz has it. Drifts to her right. Swings to her left. Scott down low. Razo left. Short block. Kicks it back out. Dribbles back out. Scott straight away. 3-ball. Good. Alana Scott with 3 3-pointers and 9 points. Julia Razo, of course, with 3 3-pointers of her own at 13. This has been the game of the Splash Sisters.
6 for 7.
And Helica Collins, plastered defense, picks up her dribble, has to kick it back on now. Dominic travels, and it's a turnover. Penguins will recover. 32-31, Penguins with a 1-point lead.
This is where you capitalize if you're the DUs. Capitalize on Art U's unforced errors. Get out to that lead and really hold on to it.
Diaz goes left side, goes back right. Hook shot up and over. The tall Helena Ortset, 6'2", 3-point lead for the Penguins, their largest of the night. Of the day, excuse me. Other end, Art Yu, working left side, kicks it back out. That's the jumper off back iron. The jumper by Dominic, no good. Scott on the other end for the Penguins, throws it there to Razo, but she is stripped. And it'll stay with the Penguins on the dual possession arrow. Vanessa Cruz will inbound it. Razo on that right corner. They give it to Razo. Picks it up. Elbow, right elbow, good. Julia Razo with 15 points. 36-31, Penguins with a 5-point lead. And Helica Collins trailing that. Jaslyn Brewster gets it over Natalie Diaz on the other end.
Yeah, I've noticed that Brewster goes the distance time and time again. And as soon as the Penguins start to pick that up, it's going to take away a big part of the game.
Diaz goes baseline, tries to initiate contact, and just can't sink in the shot, but she is fouled. She'll take two at the line. That's a foul on preference Dominic, her second personal foul. So that's what you like to see, attack Dominic, giving her her second personal.
And that's the matchup that we keyed before the game started. Brandon is Dominic and Diaz. Diaz now perfect 3-for-3 from the line. A lot of DUs are perfect tonight. Diaz from the line, Razo from beyond the arc. It's been all shooting all game here for both sides.
Diaz's second free throw is good. And it seems like she has a more high arcing free throw shot, and it's working so far here. 38-33, Penguins with a 5-point advantage. And Helica Collins plastered on Brewster. Goes over the screen. Jumper by Dominic, no good. Rebounded by Medina. Second chance opportunity. Orts had it initially, and it will be a loose ball foul. That's going to go against the Penguins. And that's going to be on Natalie Diaz. That'll be Diaz's first personal foul. So that's something good here. Only her first personal foul.
Yeah, Diaz palms his ceiling. Asking our official, what exactly did I do to commit that foul? But official wasn't having any of it.
Pryor holds it. Back up top, Brewster. Medina on the left corner. And she'll take the three ball. Good. Inez Medina with her first points of the day. 38-36 now. Art Yu trying to storm back. Bounce pass inside. Natalie Diaz stolen away. And now Diaz dives for it. She'll get it to Collins, 16 on the shot clock. Swings it across. Scott, left corner, dribbles out. Diaz from the free throw line, goes right, fakes the pass, off glass, no good. Rebounded by Medina.
And Diaz having trouble in the paint with Dominic, and they're both listed, as I said before, at 5'11". Dominic's at least 6 feet, giving Natalie trouble when she's trying to drive to the hoop. Natalie looking for the contact, hasn't really gotten it yet. She's gotten it twice, but she's been fouled multiple times going to the hoop.
And it'll be an offensive foul. Great job by Diaz to slide on over, set her feet, and get the foul against Art Yu. Elena Orts, second personal foul. So their core two players in Dominic and Orts with two each. That's what you'd like to see for the Penguins. Other end now, the Penguins have it. Swing, Cruz, baseline. No good, just a little bit too much English. Other end now, Art Yu. Pryor, short corner, spin move Dominic as Cruz goes plastering, flying across. And Cruz was looking for a foul there, wanted a shove on Dominic. But Cruz will have it up top for the Penguins. Natalie Diaz, right elbow, Julia Razo, and Scott tries to get it to her. Other end now, an easy layup here, and they'll get it through. And as Medina and the Knights retake the lead, 40-38 with 3:20 left in this first half. Right corner, that is Alana Scott. Other end now, Vanessa Cruz. Cruz, bounce pass inside, left low block, inside the paint. Diaz working, and Diaz gets it over Dominic. And I've noticed, Forrest, that Diaz is having more success on that left side instead of that right side.
Yes, she is. They keep trying to get it to her on that right side. And the Penguins, I think, need to go back to what was working before, Brandon, and that was shooting from outside the arc mid-range. Natalie Diaz having trouble from that right side, as you mentioned.
Rebounded by Medina on the miss by Dominic. Dominic has it up top on Diaz. Now Medina. Medina has room over Scott. No good. Rebounded by Vanessa Cruz. Cruz sees it. She has her receiver in Scott. Scott receives it. Scott up top straight away. Now Cruz. Cruz to the cutting Collins. Collins back out. Razo left wing. Right elbow now Diaz. 14 seconds counting. Diaz to Scott. Scott right corner three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Art U. Brewster pushing, and as Stu mentioned, she likes to go coast to coast, and she'll get another shot at the free throw line, attacking Natalie Diaz. That'll be Diaz's second personal foul.
Diaz there, you kind of just have to run with her and keep your arms up. She jumped, left her feet, and that's what where she got called for the foul.
Brewster with her third free throw.
Brewster attempt. Either goes the distance or she'll kick out to preference at the last second. It's one of the two. And it's never anything but that.
And Brewster knocks in both. 42-40, Knights with a two-point advantage. 2 minutes left in the first half. A thrilling one here at the Collins Center. Natalie Diaz kicks it out. Razo thought about it. Head fake. She'll take the short jumper. A little bit too much. Off back iron. Corralled by Art U.
And nobody in the conference has a better arc than Julia Razo. So many of them just fall straight through.
Orts up top. To Brewster. Brewster goes left, kicks it out, and it's a turnover. Not there in time was Pryor. Didn't see her teammate. Penguins have it. 140 as Coach Lacoz calls out the play for the Penguins. Natalie Diaz goes right side, gets the pump fake, and she'll draw the foul on preference Dominic, her third personal foul.
You know, Brandon, you talked about the lack of success from Natalie Diaz from the right side down the lane. I think that's because she's trying to draw that contact and isn't getting the call. And yet from the left side, she's putting on a better move, it almost seems like, and gets him to fall from that side.
Diaz misses the first free throw. As checking for Academy of Art is Megan Jefferson. Diaz's second free throw is off back iron. Not able to get any of them, as I mentioned before. Her arc looked good in her new free throw style, but not on those two. Other end now, Brewster. Collins harassing her up top. Orts, the height advantage over Razo. Collins almost poked it away. Drifts to her left. Brewster up top, Medina on Scott. Collins cuts to it. Vanessa Cruz almost steals it. It'll go off her hands, and Art U will retain possession. 8 seconds on the shot clock for them. 1:11 left in the first half.
Yeah, I think Alana Scott has taken a liking to what you said, Stu. Brewster either drives in and goes to the paint or she kicks it out, and Scott almost jumped the route on that pass.
They'll get it into Pryor up top. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Brewster on Collins. Brewster drives. The floater off glass, no good. And it's a shot clock violation. Penguins will have it.
That referee pounded the top of his head harder than any ref I've ever seen. I hurt his neck.
Vanessa Cruz now for the Penguins. Under 1 minute. Natalie Diaz right side low block. And a foul on Art U. That's going to be on Megan Jefferson.
Nat playing a very aggressive game right now, Brandon. That could have gone either way, frankly, that foul.
And she's really looking to redeem herself. She started 4 for 4 from the line and has now missed 3 straight.
3 in a row.
Second free throw, Diaz. Good.
There we go.
42-41, Penguins trail by one. 50 seconds and counting on the side of Art U. Brewster on Collins. Crossover move up top. Drives inside the lane. Floater over. No good. Julia Razo and the Penguins pushing. Kick it out to Cruz. Diaz goes left. Razo on the left wing, saves it from going out of bounds. Vanessa Cruz up top, back onto Diaz. Inside the paint, right low block. Off glass, count it. Natalie Diaz with 16 points off glass, 43-42. 22 seconds in counting for Art U. Working on Razo Orts. She'll get it over, no good. Natalie Diaz and the Penguins will take the last shot here. Chance to extend the lead. Alana Scott plastered inside, and a foul on the bump by Helena Orts. It's going to be Orts' third personal foul. 12, So Orts and Dominic with three each, and Scott at the free throw line.
So, Brandon, I noticed that Jefferson is not having much luck against Natalie. And defenders in the league know that if you're going to play Diaz tough, you got to lower the shoulder and really use your body. And Jefferson's backing away from her. And I don't think getting a foul called against her, Jefferson, is making it any easier on her, the psychology of it.
Yeah, and Diaz definitely has the body advantage over her and the height advantage as well.
Both go down.
3 seconds, 2 seconds. Brewster drives, rejected by Diaz to end the first half. And the Penguins, 45-42, the three-point advantage heading into the halftime. And guys, just like what we expected, a close matchup, just like the first one in San Francisco.
Well, I think what really got the Penguins out to the lead there in the second quarter was limiting the Academy of Art shooting. I mean, at the end of the first quarter, Academy of Art was shooting something along the lines of 73% from the field, now shooting it below 50 at 48% from the field. So you limit their shooting, cause them to turn the ball over, which they have two more turnovers than the Penguins, and that's a recipe for success.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and this is a classic example of both teams coming out like in any heavyweight match. You kind of take a few easy punches, let the other team kind of work a little bit. Very high scoring first quarter, very kind of low scoring second quarter by comparison, not even close to half of what they scored in the first half, and have backed down and come kind of back down to reality. Now both teams, well, the Penguins are on pace for 90 today, as Brandon went 82-74. Forrest went 92-70. So right now, Forrest is kind of the leader in the clubhouse at the halfway point. I thought this would be a much lower scoring affair, but frankly, I can see a couple of things that are unfolding right now. And the Penguins are triple teaming Brewster wisely, and the DUs are hot outside and simply out shooting the Knights, but the Knights are hanging tough. DUs defensive rebounding I think looks pretty good so far tonight. Natalie is really boxing out well, and Penguins are playing good so far.
Well, the one thing that was glaring in our pregame analysis that Brandon told us is that in the last game, 62 of the 83 points scored by the Urban Knights were in the paint. And so far in the first half, we're dead even at 14 apiece. So that's a good sign if you're the Penguins.
All right, everybody. We're at halftime, where the soccer team's Mariah Meza is being recognized by everybody here. Our athletics director, Amy Hankelman, her parents, and the entire team is around her, the senior Meza, being recognized and pictures taken and everything. And there's just a lot of good stuff going on at the Conlin Center. The guys are scheduled to tip off at 4 o'clock today. But for now, it's 45-42. Penguin women on top of this one. Penguin women have not lost at home. Penguin women in third place in the conference. And at this point in the year, since the Penguins have moved to the NC2A, have never been at this place in the conference. You're listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide, watching it on the Stretch Network and locally on 102.3 FM. Stuart Horn, Forrest Hunt, and Brandon Cadiz, your DU broadcasters. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes, preview the second half. Forrest will have the play-by-play, and we'll take this one to the end. And, boy, what a great day to be listening to Penguin women's basketball right here on Penguin Radio.
And before we go on out, DU Sports Show here coming up this week,
nice.
This Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. Yours truly alongside Forrest Hunt and Tressa Furry. Hot in the igloo, cold hard takes, bringing the best in DU Sports.
All right,
every Wednesday at 4 to 5 p.m.
So if you're a big Penguin sports fan, you guys for an hour flesh out what's going on with all the teams.
Oh, yeah, we'll have interviews, coaches, players. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, man, I can't wait, because there's nothing I like better than DU Sports. All right, everybody, quick word from Joe's, and then we will take a quick break, and we'll be back in about 9 minutes right here on Penguin Radio.
100, so hopefully it wouldn't do that.
In the heart of downtown, Sanderfeld Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Half number two of game one of this PacWest doubleheader coming up in a minute and a half. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Stuart Horn on the call for you this afternoon. Penguins in the lead by three, 45-42 after the first half. Both teams on the floor now shooting. Leading score for the Penguin, Natalie Diaz, 17 points. She's 6 for 10, 5 of 8 from the line. Julia Raza with 15, she's 6 for 9, 3 for 3 downtown, and Alana Scott with 11, she's 3 for 5 from beyond the arc. And the three-point shooting for the Penguins, Brandon, there in the first quarter, not necessarily the first half, was remarkable, shooting 75%. They're 6 for 8 as a team, and I think they need to get back to that here in the second half. The Penguins didn't necessarily play to that in the second quarter. And as a matter of fact, Raza didn't even attempt a three-pointer in the second quarter.
Yeah, but on those three-point attempts to close out the first quarter between Scott and Raza, I saw a lot of movement in kicking both of them out, sending them out to the three-point line and cutting, almost like they're both going to set screens. It really disrupted the RU defense because you had to focus on Natalie Diaz coming up top at the free throw line, and then you got Scott and Raza cutting to the corners. Who are you going to guard? And that's what opened them up for those easy three-pointers. I agree with you, Forrest. Go inside with Diaz still, but once Diaz is getting suffocated, as we've seen, those three-pointers are the key to shooting and winning the game for the Penguins. Because, as you mentioned, even here, 14 points in the paint apiece heading into halftime.
And it seemed the Penguins there in the second quarter were being guarded on the perimeter nicely by the RU defense. And I think that's a lot to what led to Natalie Diaz's success inside the paint as we're underway. Brewster at the top of the key, going from our right to left, cross-court pass. Medina, three ball is perfect. And we're tied up 45 apiece with 9:40 left to go in the third quarter. We just tune back in, everybody. If you're just joining us, welcome in. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Scott's pass tipped away by Dominic, who lost her footing. Whistles, and we're going to call a foul. And it's going to be on Natalie Diaz. And she has her palms to the ceiling as Marissa Mondave checks in place of Alana Scott.
Yeah, initially a small bump, and she backed off. After that, she just slipped and fell to the ground. That's why Diaz was pleading her case.
A little bump on Dominic by Diaz, and as you mentioned, she slipped, lost her footing, or what have you, and Diaz commits her third personal, first for the Penguins here in the third quarter. Straight away, Orts has it, hands it off Brewster on the far right wing. Brewster straight away just inside the arc, dumps it down low to Dominic, but before Dominic can put a shot up, we're going to have whistles again. That's the fourth personal foul on Natalie Diaz. We talked about her going into the locker room at halftime with three or less. She did that with two, but in the first 44 seconds, she picks up two personal fouls. Inbound, Dominic on the left wing. Medina tries to cross it. Mondave drives right side. Out of bounds off the knee of Medina. A turnover for the Urban Knights. Penguins have possession now, looking to retake the lead.
Well, based on the game I saw at NDNU, this is going to be a lot of Marissa Mondave and Sydney LaRocca.
Mondave three right wing. Yes! Marissa Mondave with her first shot of the night. That will fall.
It's almost like that was on cue for us.
Yeah, it was her first shot from beyond the arc. Check it. And it's almost as if you can see the future, Brandon. So I'm really looking closely at your scoring prediction. Brewster on the left wing, tipped away. Dominic free throw line on Diaz. Off iron, no good. And Vanessa Cruz with the rebound. 8.5 to go. 48-45. The Penguins can shoot it. Down low, Collins bounce pass out Raza. Oh, and you called it, but the suffocating defense on Orts. Raza's pass stolen away by Brewster down the far sideline. Brewster, Euro step around Collins. Layup from the right side, good. 48-47, Penguins still lead.
Yeah, Brewster took it coast to coast. Didn't see the open Medina cutting down low. Took a harder shot, but she made it.
Left wing, Cruz. Top of the key, Natalie Diaz. Inside on Dominic. Spin move in the paint. Uses her step off glass, Natalie Diaz. From the right side, which is a spot that we didn't see her have much success in the first half.
This is going to be an interesting decision by Coach Lacoste. It looks like Savannah McMorrow is going to be checking, and this is the first time we've seen her this early in such a close game.
Yeah, a lot of the times it's how much success are the Penguins going to have tonight as Orts airballs a three from straight away. How much success are the Penguins going to have tonight? Can they get to Savannah McMorrow? Because if they can get to Savannah McMorrow and really get those reserves more time, the Penguins usually have a healthy lead. And now McMorrow is going to come in with a 50-47 score with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. She comes in place of Diaz, and looks like Coach Lacoste is going to look for her to fill up the middle on both ends of the floor. Razzo straight away, three ball, Julia just deep, and it almost fell back straight through. Instead, Dominic will pull down the rebound. Can McMorrow get back? Kick out, Orts, long two, no good. Rebound will be nobody as it kicks out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Urban Knights.
Last two possessions, great job by McMorrow. Almost got the rebound on that other end. On the other end, on the defensive side, tipped it away.
The inbound pass will come from Jazlyn Brewster underneath their own bucket. Brewster inside. Orts working on Julia Razzo. Good defense by Razzo. Orts at 6'2". Razzo the six-footer. McMorrow in there, though, at 6'2", to match the height of Orts. Straight away, Brewster driving in left side. Oh, and a nice dump pass to Dominic. Two defenders for the Penguins flock to Brewster. Left Dominic wide open. Easy two from the right side, 50-49. Savannah McMorrow, no good. Now she fights for the offensive rebound. Collins left elbow, softly, no good. Orts with the board. So trying to implement Savannah McMorrow and have her presence felt. The 6 foot two McMorrow. She's a freshman from Winters, California. Two from the left corner, good. By Academy of Arts Haley Pryor, 52-50. Knights take the lead, 6:20 left to go in the third quarter. Down low, baseline, air ball by Angelica, and right away you can see by the look on her face that she was displeased with her shot attempt. Left wing for the Urban Knights is Pryor. Medina straight away on Mandave, 18 to shoot. Driving in right side, step back three by Medina is good. And the Urban Knights from beyond the arc here in the third quarter shooting it well. Collins inside McMorrow. McMorrow on Dominic, too much. McMorrow having a problem shooting here in her first couple of minutes of action. 55-50, Knights lead. Collins, oh, almost sold away from Brewster, who was looking at her head coach to really call out the play and almost had it stolen away by Collins. Brewster driving down the lane, kicks it off her knee, out of bounds. 5:31 overhead, 55-50.
Yeah, with Diaz coming out, they haven't solidified who they're going to go to for the scoring option. After that Marissa Mondave three-pointer, nothing has come in. And just like I've said that, as Nelly Diaz comes back in for McMorrow, it was the first time we saw that lineup here in the Collins Center this year.
And it looks like Coach Lacoste, instead of holding Nat out and keeping her until late in the fourth quarter with four fouls when they might need her, they need her right now with a five-point deficit. Razzo, three ball, left wing, no good. And Julia Razzo, who had shot three and made three in a row, is now cold from beyond the arc. And Alana Scott, who is also 3-for-5, not on the floor for the Penguins. Straight away, Orts. And as I was saying, Brandon, it looks like Coach Lacoste is going to go into win now mode. We need to win right now with Natalie Diaz on the floor as the Penguins are trailing by 7, 57-50. Cruz head fake off the glass. No good. Too much from Vanessa Cruz. And all Coach Lacoste can do is shake his head. So can we. Brewster driving in left side. And Helica Collins with the jump ball. Dual possession call, as they call it now. And Helica Collins on the layup attempt by Brewster, able to get her hand up there and hang on to it. Media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And Helica Collins thankful there not to get a foul called on her, as she had a couple of early ones called in the first half. We'd like to remind you that tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, where our chair of the department is Mari Pileggi and our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn. Penguin Radio has began as a student project and has been on the air 24/7 since January of 2000 and is a required piece of curriculum for all communication students. We'd love to hear your thoughts, compliments, and criticism. Please email us at radio@dominican.edu. 5750, 441 overhead. Brandon and the Penguins here in the third quarter really struggling.
Yeah, they've only scored 5 points since halftime. One of those was a three-pointer by Mondave and a layup by Natalie Diaz. But 5 points in almost half of the time here in the third period, not looking good for the Penguins. These are the type of runs that we talked about. This is how they blew that lead at RU, and I think Coach Lacoste is going to remind them of how they played that last game and try to pump this team back in. It's been stagnant so far.
And neither team has had a double-digit lead tonight. RU, their biggest now with 7, and the DUs, their biggest was 5. Scott, Cruz, Collins, Diaz, Mondave on the floor. Looks like Coach Lacoste, as you said, bringing Natalie Diaz in with 4 fouls, and Scott, one of the leading three-point shooters in the country in Division II. Women's basketball out on the floor. 10 to shoot. Cruz drifting right. Into the corner, Mondave. Ball fake, 6. Driving in, 5. Kick out. Intended for Scott. Knocked away. Picked up by Medina. Orts has it now, the 6'2". Center for the Urban Knights. Straight away, Dominic, who hands it off to Brewster. Down low, Orts not accounted for. Easy layup from the left side. The largest lead for the Urban Knights is now 9. 59-50 inside 4 minutes. Cruz straight away. Mondave right wing. 3 ball, Marissa. Oh, and it rattled in and out. Looked like it was going to be perfect, Brandon. And it just, at the last second, knocked straight out. Brewster into the corner. No look prior to a cutting Orts. Left side off glass. And the largest lead swells for the Urban Knights. It's now 11. 61-50, and this is the most trouble we've seen the Penguins here in the Conlin Center this late.
Yeah, the first time they've had a double-digit deficit. Definitely going to be interesting to see what kind of offense they're going to get going. Hasn't scored in 3 minutes.
Cruz drifting straight away from the right side. Cross court, Scott. Thought about a 3, no. Ball fake, Medina in her face. Scott, free throw line, kicked out. Mondave 3, this time no good. Or it's with the rebound. Penguins need to toughen up on defense. Cross-court pass to Pryor, and it's knocked away by Cruz. Vanessa Cruz in the backcourt. Brewster playing her tough, running with her. Left elbow Diaz, got 2 defenders on her. From the right side, no good around Dominic. It's the Penguins. Lackadaisical on defense. Cross-court pass to Medina, and Coach Lacoste wants a timeout. 63-50, Penguins trail, largest deficit here in the ballgame at 13, 2:35 overhead. Julio Razo has checked back into the game for the Penguins, and Coach Lacoste is not happy.
Understandably so. Just the look on his face, is the first time we've seen him this upset this season. 63-50, and I think with Nally Diaz having 4 fouls, her initiating inside the paint, she's not going to be able to do that because she's afraid of getting that offensive foul. And they've been taking the three-point shots from outside like we wanted them to for us, but they're just not getting them to knock down here in the second half.
Yeah, we saw Mondave miss 2 close three-point attempts. And I think it really plays, as you touched on, the lack of aggressiveness that Natalie Diaz has right now in the paint. And she has to play like that with 4 fouls and 12 and a half minutes to go in the game. She cannot foul out as she got so close in that NDNU game where she went into the half with 4 fouls. And when you see Diaz rack up a lot of fouls, you see less aggressive play on the side of the Penguins on both sides of the floor. That game was decided by 2 points late. Scott takes the open layup to the hoop. Alana Scott from the right side earlier at the end of the first half, Brandon. You can hear assistant coach Finique Allen tell Alana Scott, take the layup. if you're out on the wing and you have a mismatch and you're faster than your defender, take the layup. Don't settle for, yeah, you're one of the best three-point shooters in the country, but if you have an open layup, why not take it? Medina has an open three. She'll take it. No good. And Cruz was getting fouled by Pryor, and our official is not going to blow the whistle. And on the shot attempt by Dominic, there will be a whistle. And as you heard Coach Tim LaCoe standing right here in our broadcast booth, he's saying, yeah, you can't do that. I mean, Vanessa Cruz is really being held trying to go for the rebound. And it was really, I think that's the worst missed call we've had here today, Brandon. We haven't had many. Yeah. We haven't had many missed calls here today, but that one was a little blatant and it was missed.
It was so obvious, too. The referee was looking right at that play.
Dominic, perfect 2-for-2 from the line. And most of the time, Brandon, we get an explanation from our official. Oh, you know, it went off of 12 White's hands. That's why it went out of – that's why we called it the way we did. Diaz in the paint, kick out. Scott, three ball. Lana, no good. Rebound, Orts. Usually our officials give an explanation of the call. And that one, our official didn't even turn around. So I think that's a sign that you know that he knew that it was missed and there was nothing he could do about it. Approaching a minute and a half to go. Three ball, right corner, Dominic. And it's good. Preference Dominic from the far corner on the southern end. Makes it 68-52. Cruz left side, dumps off Scott straight away. Hand off Razo, picks up a screen from Diaz. Razo driving in left side, off glass, good. Julio Razo with the first points in the second half. And I think we need to see more of that from Razo. That playing inside the paint look, she's gone to that left-handed layup twice. Oh, and the Penguins have Brewster trapped. And it looked like she walked with it, but instead she'll dump it off Pryor and she'll knock down a baseline eight-footer. 70-54, Penguins trail the largest lead tonight for the Urban Knights, 16. Straight away, Scott inside Diaz on Dominic, off glass, Diaz. And Dominic isn't playing Diaz that tight. Penguins get the offensive board. I think Diaz, if she uses that move, can get around her. Scott, three ball, no good. Brewster with the rebound, bringing it across the timeline quickly, down low, Pryor off the glass. And the last 20 seconds, I'm sure Coach LaCoste is going to want the last shot so this lead doesn't swell any larger. Cruz on the right wing. Inside Diaz, jumper from the elbow, and Diaz cannot buy a shot. Here in the third corner, Brewster dribbles up three. Pryor far side two. Long three launch, not even close. 72-54. Penguins trail at the end of the third quarter, Brandon. Not many points scored by the Penguins.
Nine.
In the third quarter. 9 points.
You can't play any better defense than that, than what Academy of Art is doing, but I don't think it's the suffocating defense of Academy of Art at all. It's the Penguins just missing those open shots. They've had it all day long. They're just not able to knock down the three-pointer. Easy jumper of what Diaz would usually make. It's not going in. I don't know what else to say, but there is one thing that the Penguins can do better, and that's close out on those shooters because Ines Medina has a smooth stroke, and Jazlyn Brewster as well. And Medina has been capitalizing on that, hitting 2 3-pointers here in that third quarter.
And the Penguins in the third quarter, 1-for-3 from beyond the arc, 9 points. And I agree with you, Brandon. It hasn't been the suffocating defense by Academy of Art. It's been turnovers for the Penguins. They now have 11. And it's been really just the missed shots. I mean, at the end of the first half, the Penguins were shooting 57%, and they're now down to 43. 75% from beyond the arc, down to 47. So it's really just been the Penguins missing shots. 10 minutes overhead, 72-54. Penguins trail and are now 10 minutes away from their first loss at home. On the floor for the Penguins, Collins, LaRocca, Diaz, Scott, Razo, trapping Pryor in the far corner. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on Julio Razo, who ripped it away from Haley Pryor, and Razo can't believe it.
LaRocca.
Oh, they're going to call it on LaRocca. Razo turned away from the play and whipped her head around like, I cannot believe you called that foul on me, and they're going to issue the foul to Sydney LaRocca, her second personal. Urban Knights inbound it. Ortz out to Brewster straight away. Almost drug her toe. Down low, Dominic from the right block. Two ball is good. And the Penguins trail by 20. Bringing it up, LaRocca on the left wing. Drifting straight away. Crosses over Brewster, over to Scott on the right wing. Scott dribbles with it. Hands it off to Rozzo. Penguins really having trouble with this 2-3 zone defense that Academy of Art is implementing as Sydney LaRocca will draw a foul driving to the hoop. LaRocca will go to the line and shoot two. That foul is on Haley Pryor, her first personal first team foul for the Knights. And, you know, we noticed it 30 seconds into the game. Hey, the Urban Knights are going with a 2-3 zone. They can't keep up with the Penguins' speed on either side, and especially on the defensive side. That's why they're going to the zone as LaRocca knocks down both free throws. And really, the Penguins just haven't had an answer for the 2-3 zone. They're missing shots, and Coach LaCosta is going to implement the full court pressure here as Angelica Collins almost steals it away. Brewster gets it off to Medina. Pryor on the right wing as we approach 9 minutes to go. Collins in the face of Medina, who drives in. Cross-court pass to Brewster, down low block. Ortz back out. Pryor, three ball, perfect.
Ooh. Haley Pryor now, second three-pointer, 12 points.
And we talked about the Penguins really wearing down this Urban Knight team coming in. They only have three reserves as the pass intended for Diaz is knocked away. Corralled by Collins, another pass knocked away. Picked up by Scott, inside Diaz. Ball fake, up off glass, and good. Natalie Diaz from the right side. We thought this Urban Knights team would get tired. They only brought eight active players to the Collins Center today as Brewster goes. Brings it all the way up. Pryor again, perfect from three. 80 to 58, 8:20 left here in the game. Rozzo dumps it off. LaRocca, free throw line, out to Diaz between the circles, down to the right corner. Scott, 16 to shoot. Collins straight away. Scott on the right wing in front of the Penguin bench. They swing it all the way around to Rozzo. Inside, Diaz no look past LaRocca, who is fouled on the shot, Brandon, but no whistle as it goes out of bounds.
The only thing that's been successful here is them going in for those layups. Other than that, nothing has been going on. We've seen the fouls called on Art Hughes' end, but not to Dominican side.
Inbound to Collins, who puts it up right away. Shot no good. And yeah, I agree with you, Brandon. That LaRocca got hacked on that layup attempt as Brewster takes it 94 feet, extends the lead to 82 to 58. LaRocca bringing it up the floor as they're going to reset the shot clock. And there we go, Brandon. Just like you said, Coach LaCoste going to that different look with Adina Del Rosario and Sydney LaRocca in the backcourt for the Penguins. Del Rosario will run the point. She'll go right to Scott on the wing. Scott drifting straight away. Pass to Del Rosario. They swing it around. Diaz on the left elbow. Diaz spin move off glass, and Natalie Diaz has been money from the left side. Really struggling from the right side, though, here tonight. Full court pressure by the Penguins. Ortz brings it up. Oh, Del Rosario almost got there. Academy of Art able to maintain possession. Inside, Medina dump pass to Ortz across the paint, 84 to 60. The Penguins need to come up big on the defensive side here in the last 7 minutes. Rozzo straight away. Over to the rock on the right wing, drifting left. Crossover move on Medina, jump stop in the paint, dump to Diaz, and Diaz finally draws a foul. It's going to be on Dominic. That's the second team foul for the Urban Knights. Nope, they're going to reassess it, and they're going to give it to Ines Medina. That's her second personal second team foul for the Knights. Diaz misses the first as it rolls around and comes right back at her.
It was a sickening third quarter, and the fourth is not much better. Penguins were so good in the first half. And then nine in the third.
Mm-hmm. Diaz misses both Jefferson comes in for the Urban Knights in place of Helena Ortz. Cross-court pass, Pryor down low, tipped away by Diaz, intended for Jefferson. And the Urban Knights will have 23 on the inbound. Brewster will inbound. 6:55 overhead. Inbound goes to Pryor straight away. Cross-court pass, Brewster down inside Dominic. Double-teaming are the Penguins in the paint. Dominic, oh, there were four Penguins there. And that left
Everybody
wide open, yeah, as Julie DeRozzo is going to be called for the foul. That's her second personal, second team foul for the Penguins. And I like that word you used, Stu, sickening, third quarter.
They were so good in the first half. They looked sharp. They were making everything. They were 6-for-7 outside the arc in the first half. Rozzo and Scott were going bananas. It just goes to show you, man, it's a tale of two halves every time. Art got better. Penguins went bananas bad as the first one goes. And a 25-point deficit now, and it could be 26. No, it's 25.
Medina, 1-for-2 from the line. Offensive rebound by Jefferson. Second chance opportunity tipped away. Del Rosario on the far sideline. In between the circles now. Gets it to the newly checked in Alyssa Lorenzo on the right side. Rozzo, ball fake, driving in on the from the left. Oh. And nothing but window. The rebound by Jefferson as Brewster will bring it up the court. Del Rosario on her to Dominic. Down to Pryor, pass tipped, whistle, and it's going to go in favor of the Penguins. We're going to have a foul on Brewster as Alyssa Lorenzo was trying to get the tipped pass, and Brewster tripped her. That's Brewster's second personal, third team for the Knights.
That was great hustle for Lorenzo, but you just think about the last four shots of the Penguins. Collins, then the two misses by Diaz, and then the last miss by Rozzo, and none of them were close.
No, not even close. Dump pass inside to Diaz. Can't find the handle on it. Tipped away by Dominic. Penguins will have 21. No, check it. They're going to reset. No, they aren't going to put it back at 21 to shoot on the inbound pass.
I mean, 19 is a lot better than 25 with 6 minutes to go.
Diaz, kick out. Del Rosario,
come
right
on.
Corner. Oh, straight up in the air off the iron and no good. Dominic with the rebound. Brewster bringing it up the timeline quickly. Del Rosario and LaRocca tips it away. It's 2-on-1, LaRocca and Brewster. LaRocca, count it. LaRocca will go to the line for an and-one free throw. And just what the Penguins need to try and shift the momentum here in the Collins Center and avoid their first loss at home here this year.
Forrest, we mentioned that this team relies heavily on their starters. Other than their starters, their bench has not scored a single point. All their starters have at least 14 points.
LaRocca's first free throw, and her and-one free throw will fall, 85-63.
I would say the Penguins are 60 seconds away from throwing in the towel on this one. But that, LaRocca just got them going.
A sign of life.
Oh, hello.
LaRocca and Dominic get tangled up as Dominic hits the floor hard, and that's going to be LaRocca's third personal, fourth team foul for the Penguins.
I give it to LaRocca. She really plays hard, always. So does Ramos.
Inbound from Pryor, goes to Brewster on the left wing. Down low, Dominic. Soft jumper, no good. Medina out, rebounds Rozzo and Diaz. Three ball from the corner, no good by Brewster. A whistle, the Penguins are going to get the ball back. As our officials, they're going to call a foul on Jefferson. That's her second personal, fifth team foul for the Knights. And the Penguins are now in bonus. And if anything, that's a sign of life for the Penguins here in the last 5.5 minutes. Now every foul committed by the Knights will send the Penguins to the line to shoot. As Razzo's first free throw is perfect.
It's not over. It is not over. Forrest, I'm saying it's not over.
It's not. There's still 5:26
up there. Plenty of time if the Penguins just get the mo back.
Raza's second free throw, perfect as well. She's got 19. That brings the deficit to 20. Penguins can still do it. Full court pressure now by Coach Lacoste's Penguins. Brewster bringing it up the court. Lorenzo really on her. Down low, tipped away by LaRocca. Off the fingertips of Dominic.
There we go.
Penguin reserves playing tough here.
It's that could have gone either way.
Lorenzo, Del Rosario, LaRocca, Diaz, and Rozzo on the floor for the Penguins as we approach 5 minutes. Del Rosario and the Penguins have to go quickly. Top of the key, LaRocca. Lorenzo, ball fake, drives inside, right block baseline shot, no good. And when will Coach Lacoste put the knockdown shooters back out there in Scott? And possibly Mandave. Cross-court pass, Pryor. Top of the key, Brewster. Orts left block. Shot no good. Rebounded by Medina. Put back. No good again. And the whistle. And the Penguins will have the ball. Natalie Diaz playing the last 13-plus minutes with four fouls. And Elena Ortz will pick up her fourth personal foul after the media timeout. Natalie Diaz will shoot two free throws. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, 85-65. Academy of Art leads, 447 overhead. This is a spot that the Coach Lacoste and the Penguins haven't been at home
this year.
Well,
you guys, Coach Scott Davis, who is the most recent coach of a women's championship team here at Dominican. He coached from 2002 through 2005, I believe. But he used to say 11 points with 3 minutes to go is gettable. So Penguins are 20 down with 4:47. The trick is in the next minute and a half to get it down to 10. Got to cut this lead in half in the next minute and a half. If you listen to Coach Scott Davis, who is a credible source, right? 11 points with 3 minutes is doable. Now, I know stranger things have happened, but not many. So the Penguins are up against the wall right now. But, you know, it's not a monumental comeback until you're up against the wall, right? Mm-hmm. Can't be one you're going to talk about 5 years from now until you get here.
Diaz will shoot two on the foul from Ortz. That's her fourth, and Diaz just can't buy a shot.
God, she can't buy one. I mean, that looked perfect. How did that stay out?
Just rolls around the rim and back out. And Diaz makes the second. She goes one for two. And full court pressure by Coach Lacoste and the Penguins. Brewster in the backcourt. Del Rosario, Razo, and LaRocca needing help. Pryor gets it across the timeline to Medina. Inside Ortz, right elbow. Razo on her. Brewster down to Dominic in the short left corner. Cross court pass. Pryor, top of the key. To Brewster on the left wing. Dominic with 10 to shoot. Inside. Ortz loses the handle. Alyssa Lorenzo is going to hustle for it. Brewster comes up with it with six. Medina drives baseline four. Dominic three. Off glass. Good. And the lead goes back to 21.
What beautiful control of the clock throughout that whole sequence.
And you know Academy of Art's going to try and use all of the shot clock from here on out just to try and get this game over as quickly as possible. LaRocca straight away to Del Rosario. Inside. Diaz finds the handle, ball fake off glass, and Natalie Diaz getting the Penguins going here. And it's 19 is a deficit for Coach Lacoste and the DUs at the moment. The Urban Knights get it across the timeline. Medina holds it on the left wing straight away. Brewster on the far side, Pryor. And they're just working it around the arc now. And Sydney LaRocca playing tight defense, getting shoved by Brewster, no call.
Forrest, your 92-70 prediction is the only one that's still up on the board.
Yeah.
The others are gone. Only it's backwards.
It is backwards. It's way backwards. Way backwards. This is not what I meant at all. I wanted to be right, but, you know, not this way.
Not that right.
As Angelica Collins and Rachel Peterman will check in for the Penguins in place of Natalie Diaz and Julia Razo. So,
yeah. With 3.5 to go, 68-89, that is not within the Scott Davis benchmark.
The free throw by Ortz, no good. Alyssa Lorenzo takes it 94 feet and in. 89-70. It's now 19. Medina on the far side. LaRocca and Collins tried to trap her in the corner. And we're going to have a foul called on Rachel Peterman. That's her first personal. Going to the line will be Dominic to shoot two. 89-70. 3:10 overhead. The Penguins in trouble, looking to lose their first game here at home dating back to last year. They've won eight in a row.
Swept by the Knights this year. Oh.
Check that. They've won seven in a row at home. As we have a lane violation on Ortz, that'll give the Penguins the ball.
Well, Dominic went up for the shot, and then I don't know why she didn't let go of the ball, but she didn't, and everybody fell into the lane. And she never even let go of the ball.
Rightfully so. I would, too, if I was if I was down there ready to get a rebound. LaRocca.
I don't think she meant to do that, if that's what you're suggesting.
No, she. I don't think she did. Last second, she must have changed her mind.
Or
there's a dog
lost the
or
grip.
Something. Yeah. LaRocca gets it poked away. Collins from short range. No good. Rebound Pryor. Yeah. Clock rolls under 3 minutes. 90-70 Academy of Art.
Pryor had a great box out there. Really used her body to get to the ball.
Witt in the short corner, newly checked in for the Yerba Knights. Pryor on the right wing. Del Rosario in her face. Brewster steps into a three with 10 seconds, and she nails it from 24 feet. 93-70 cross-court pass to LaRocca. Ball fake off glass, rolls off the rim, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Penguins with 29. Now they're going to reset the shot clock with 30 to shoot. 93-70, 2:25 to go.
We are seeing things that we've never seen before. Like that last shot from LaRocca is an example.
Del Rosario, three ball from straight away.
9 points in the third quarter is an example. The biggest turnaround all season from first to second half is an example. What a weird day in the Conlon Center.
Three ball by Medina, no good. Ortz on the baseline, mismatch on Collins, who tips it away and gets a rebound. 2 minutes exactly. Collins brings it up the far sideline. Right side kick out. Medina Del Rosario, three ball in and out. And it's not like the Penguins are missing these shots by feet, Stu. It's they're going in and then just popping back out. We saw it in the free throws by Diaz as Medina knocks it in on the other end, 95-70. It seems like they're looking perfect and they just don't fall. For the Penguins, LaRocca in the paint and caught a piece of the body of Witt. No whistles. 95-70.
Witt is so much bigger than anybody in the entire stadium. Everybody in the stands, everybody. There's a timeout on the Urban Knights bench. But right, Mariana Witt, she's just such a big presence out there. She's the slowest player. But when she's in position, you can't get around her. There's no lane open. There's no lane wide enough to get past her. She's got a great wingspan at 6'4". Penguins have only had one 6'4" player in their history. The great Timia Avanyi, who transferred from Berkeley, a 5-year player, came to Dominican to get her master's. And that was in 2002. Last time the Penguins had a 6'4" female player.
Pass tipped away and stolen by Jefferson. She'll take it from half court and run straight through, not into, but through LaRocca. And Brandon, as you say, LaRocca is just really good at getting in your way, taking those charges.
Now she averages a charge per game.
There you go. Bring it up for the Penguins across the timeline. Adina Del Rosario with 50 seconds left. Alyssa Lorenzo driving in on the right side. Shot goes up, no good. Alyssa Lorenzo will shoot two. The foul for the Urban Knights is going to be on Megan Jefferson. That's her fourth personal foul.
Let's see. You guys got here 2 years ago. I think I'm mistaken. We had Timia Avanyi in 2002, the transfer from Berkeley. But then, of course, the great Sarah Nelson, who was one of the all-time leading scoring centers for the Penguins.
I don't think just a couple years ago.
I think it was just the year before you guys.
Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah, she was 6'4" also.
95-72 with 45 seconds left. Penguins still playing tough full court pressure. Pryor on the left wing for the Urban Knights. Hands it off Brewster. Pryor thought about a three in the corner, then thought better of it. Inside to Jefferson. Tries to spin around a couple of DUs. Collins and Peterman straight up. They're going to call a foul.
And it is alumni day, so I suspect that Sarah Nelson's probably listening. She's out there in Clayton, California, listening today. I hope she is. Because I'm sure that when she heard me say that there was only one 6'4" female Penguin over the years, she was probably saying, Stu, what are you talking about? You called my games for 4 years.
You know, as Stu mentioned, to this incredible season the Penguins have, it's really been Academy of Art putting that asterisk on that season. And this is definitely not what you want to do when you're traveling to Hawaii and taking on Hawaii Pacific next.
You're right, Brennan. Would have been nice to get out of here with a win today, keep the streak alive.
Jefferson knocks down 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 30 seconds left. Down low, Savannah McMorrow, she's fouled. 96-72, Academy of Art leads. Savannah McMorrow will shoot two from the free throw line. That foul's going to be on Mariana Witt, her first personal. McMorrow with Stuart Horn's favorite free throw stance.
Well, it, you know, when you say this is wide open, and of course McMorrow misses it because that's how the day is going for the DUs today. But she's usually spot on, really an incredible free throw shooter.
And she makes 1 of 2. It looks like the Urban Knights will more than likely hold on to it for the last 30 seconds as Brewster gets it up court to Pryor. Jefferson straight away over to Medina on the right wing. Ball fake. Lorenzo and Del Rosario trying to trap in the corner. Into the far corner, Pryor.
No shot clock.
And the Urban Knights are just going to hold on to it for the last 10 seconds. And the Penguins are going to lose their first game here in the Conlin Center in well over a season. They won, ended on a 3-game home win streak last year. Opened the season with a 7-game winning streak here at the Conlin Center. And they drop this one here to the Academy of Art, 96-73. The Penguins will fall to 14-6 overall, 8-4 in the conference. Academy of Art will improve to 6-15 overall, 5-8 in the Pac West Conference. Penguins holding on tightly, though, to that third place position in the conference, as they are now 8-4, and with another Concordia win, they will be tied for that third place with Concordia.
Yeah. Diaz 25, Razo 19. It just goes to show you, it takes a lot from everybody.
A lot from everybody, and it seemed like it was a lot from few here in the Conlin Center tonight. We didn't see the play on the defensive side from Angelica Collins that we usually see. We didn't see the tight defense by Vanessa Cruz. She didn't implement that head fake that we talk about that she does so well. It just it seemed like a different Penguin team, at least in the second half.
Just the second half.
In the first half, I mean, they were playing great. It was just a different team, as you mentioned, coming in and only scoring 9 points in the third quarter. You can't win games only scoring 9 points in the third quarter.
Yeah, and that rebound margin definitely increased in that second half. Final numbers here, 49 rebounds on RU's side to Dominican's 22.
And if there's one story and one glaring stat to look at, I think that's it. 49 rebounds to 22.
Well, I'm really sorry because in the first half, at the end of the first half, I really felt in my heart of hearts the Penguins were going to figure something out at halftime, talk about it, come out and implement it, and pull away. And Forrest, your prediction of 92-70 was pretty darn close at 98, what was it, 74? Oh, brother. Only it was backward. Because all three of us had the Penguins winning today.
I think most would have, yeah.
I think most would have. Penguins in third place coming into today's action. Well, enough of that. It's time to focus on the guys now. We knew it was going to be a great game. And frankly, it was a really good game for Art. And the Penguins weren't terrible until the third quarter when they were terrible. I mean, let's just tell it like it is. They were sure good in the first half. I mean, frankly, they looked really solid. I can't get away from that women's game. I'm stunned.
Yeah. I think after this game, this is the game that Coach Lacoste has to realize. If you're against a tall team like that, we saw them implement Savannah McMorrow early on than we normally would see for us in that lineup. And I think this is a game that Coach Lacoste needs to say they need to use Savannah McMorrow in those type of situations when you're against a taller lineup. I like what I've seen out of her. It's just that she needs to get more of those minutes and get her more season.
It could be. It could be. I wouldn't want to be in the locker room right now. After a loss like that right now.
Right now?
All right.
Right now?
Right now it's going to be the guys. Actually, it's 27 minutes from right now. And the Penguins, of course, 4-7 in conference against the 6-6 Urban Knight men. And this should be a good game. Penguins are the underdog. But as we just saw, the underdog can come up big. 98-74 the final, the women. Before we go to break, anything else from you guys?
I'm excited for this men's game. We talked about it in the studio before. We're going to have two exciting games today. The first one didn't come out on the side that we thought. But this one should be an interesting one as well. 4-7 and 6-6 going head to head.
This is going to be another close one.
Well, let's hope so. We're going to have our predictions coming up in about 20 minutes. And then the men's game right here on Penguin Radio. We'll have that for you in its entirety coming up. Worldwideradio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back here to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. After this win, we have here with us Julio Razo, the leading scorer of this ball game, with 29 points, 6 3-pointers, having an amazing night. Julio, first off, congratulations on the win and the leading scorer. How were you able to open up your three-point shooting? It seemed at first that Dixie State really was guarding heavily your teammate Elena Scott. I noticed that you were able to get on open and just put it away from three-point range. Talk about the movement and open space you had.
Yeah, well, Alana, you know, she's like the leading three-point shooter in our conference and such, so that gave me more opportunities to be open, and I just took advantage of that.
You know, how you talk about here being a freshman, and you've had big games so far, an incredible role with this team. With Ike Yora stepping out, it seems that everyone on your team has stepped up big time. Just talk about your growth here with your team being a freshman and just stepping into the type of play very easily.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to be here first off, and just having great teammates is good for me, and they let me play to my abilities. And like with Sandy out right now, I just have to play more, and we all have to step up.
In the first game away against Dixie State, you guys had that early lead going into the half, and in the second half, Dixie State went on a barrage of three-pointers. Can you just talk about how you guys were able to secure this win at home and really hold on to that lead in comparison to the game against Dixie State at their home court?
Yeah, so they made a lot of threes. They had 14, I think, against us, and we only had 7, so we really key pointed on their shooters and made sure that they didn't get wide-ass shots. Well,
it's all good. Julio Razo, thank you so much for coming on. It's a pleasure to see you play throughout the season, and we look forward to your next game here next Saturday.
Thank you so much.